Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
It's the only show with better than average gas mileage.
I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
Jared almost gets into a bar fight, Nintendo announces Mario's fart machine, plus coming soon, and your comments. Stick around.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey, Scopers, episode 164. I've got my new outfit, which I will not be doing any longer.
Okay, I was going to say, I want to join in the party there.
Well, next time we'll have a hoodie party.
Hoodie party!
Woo! That's just code for KKK, what that is.
What?
Huh?
I thought it was like a boy dance party.
It is. Adam is here. Jared is here. We are back after a 1 week break because we need that time to recharge our batteries.
Yep.
We're going to be doing news.
I use lead acid battery.
Lead acid battery.
Yep.
Not NiCad.
Nope.
Smart.
Good for you.
Smart.
So cheap.
Adam has worked very hard to get a collection of terrific news stories. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. Mm-hmm. But we thought we'd do a quick catch-up.
Yeah.
Me personally, I have been trying to nurse my poor wife back to health. She had arthroscopic surgery in both knees.
She got her knees scoped, that's what they say.
And it has been a hard recovery. It actually looks like the doctor did the surgery with a baseball bat.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it is bruised. It is bloody. She is in a lot of pain. Jared, we may not even make it to the Super Bowl.
Hmm. Speaking of which, we need to do our Super Bowl picks.
We do have to do our Super Bowl picks.
Start thinking about that.
So we'll do that at the very end of the A block. So that's been my life. Adam, we're not going to talk about you.
That's fine.
Because we're going to keep this show short. But Jared texted me last night and he said, Shane, remind me to tell the story about how a guy wanted to fight me.
Yep.
For reals. So
I finally have a story to share.
That's all
which
he said.
Exciting.
So Jared's got a story. His assholeness finally coming out. People are finally picking up on it. I've been harping on this for years. So
all right.
What happened, Jared?
So last night I was out at the bar. One of my colleagues, he had been with the company for 16 years, has left the company. And so it was a bit of a kind of a going away gathering of a bunch of people. It turned out to be a bunch of people who currently work for the company and then some people who have left in the last year or so. Also
a reunion.
Yeah. And a bunch of us have been with this company through its various iterations.
A long time.
I mean, I've been there for 14 years. He was Mike, the guy who left, it was there 16 years. I'm not changing any names, by the way, because I don't feel the need to protect anyone's anonymity in this particular situation.
No one is innocent here.
No. So anyway, we're there. We're at the bar. You know, people are drinking. And there's this other guy, Alex. Now, Alex is, I think he might be related to Mike through marriage. I forget. But Alex is also a long time. I haven't seen him in years, but he was with the company when I joined 14 years ago and was there for many years through. And we didn't really work directly with each other, but I saw him around and occasionally at other gatherings. He was already really drunk when I got there. And I got there about 5:30 and he was really, really drunk. And we were cordial, you know, I'm like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. We shook hands and everything was fine.
Yeah.
That I know of.
Uh-oh.
So
dicey.
Yeah, but we don't really have a lot in common, so we don't really have like conversation.
Is he like a hunter, that kind of guy? Is he like an outdoorsy?
I honestly don't know what his deal is. He's very much kind of, I would put him in the type A sort of jock category, even though he's not necessarily a sports person, but kind of in that category.
So
that's
like
my impression of him.
A big mouth?
Not, I don't know, just sort of
a
brooding.
A bully?
Well, we're getting to that.
Okay.
So cut forward about hour and a half.
Can I get a physical, like how big is he compared to you? You're about 6 foot, right?
He's probably maybe a little shorter than me, but I mean, he's, you know, sort of a bruiser type. Not like super muscle bound or anything, but
does he got
probably,
hair? Has he got shaved
No,
head?
he's bald.
Okay, that's immediately what I pictured.
And
that,
age. So.
Yes. I don't know, honestly.
No, AIDS.
AIDS.
Does he have AIDS?
It always goes back to
we
AIDS.
We didn't have time to get the test results back. So
sorry, didn't mean to hijack your story, Adam.
So anyway, cut forward about an hour and a half.
Okay.
I'm at one end of the table, waiting for my pizza to show up, enjoying a beer, talking to John, a friend of mine from work. And Alex comes over and starts getting in my face. Now he's on the other side of the table. I'm between the table and the wall or
all
the
right.
window, whatever.
You're trapped.
He's on the other side. I guess I'm trapped, but I also feel like I have some space, a buffer that I don't feel like he can physically get to me before I can react. So,
So
he gets in my face and starts talking about how, you know, I shouldn't talk to his friend John. And then I'm like, hey, where is this coming from? He's like, no, you don't get to talk around me. You want to fight? And I'm like, no, wait a minute. I don't want to fight. I don't know where this is coming from. And then he says something to the effect of, and I'm going to paraphrase here because I don't know what it is, but like, I'm going to take your wife and I'm going to fuck your wife.
Wow.
And okay. So
Angie must be excited
in that moment, time freezes in my head.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, this can go a couple ways.
Yeah.
So I'm going to weigh in the options here. I'm like, he doesn't know me. He doesn't even know if I have a wife. He's just making a generic slam that he thinks is going to get a rise out of me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not taking the bait. So I didn't take the bait. I'm like, you know, look, I have no problem with you. I don't want to fight you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't talk to me like that. It's like, I don't want you talking around me. I'm like, look, you don't get to tell me what to do.
Ooh.
And I'm just like, I'm basically like, I'm not going to fight you. I have no problem with you. But you also are not going to tell me how to operate.
Jared is not being disrespected.
Exactly.
By a drunkard.
As we got into, we'll get into in the next episode, I'm 40 years old. I am not going
You're
to
an adult.
I'm not going to go back to being in high school where someone of a type A personality who feels like they can bully me is going to get the upper hand.
What are all these people? What are your coworkers?
It didn't last very long. There was I'm laser focused on my opponent at this point. So I'm not really paying attention to what everyone else is doing. And I'm just like, "Hey, look, whatever you think I did, I had no intention of offending you, and I don't think I did anything. I mean, this is all sort of stuff that's going on." Eventually, Mike comes over, a couple other people come over and get him away.
Yeah.
And there was no physical alteration. But for the rest of the night, I can see him occasionally looking over my way and sort of giving me the stink eye.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah.
So nothing happened for the rest of the night. But I did take precautions in that I never turned my back on him. Because I don't know what he's capable of.
Sure.
I mean, he was really, really drunk.
So how did this jerk off get home?
I don't know. I left before that. I mean, I left about a couple hours after that.
But, he drove home.
It seemed like he was stopped drinking at some point and was starting to sober up, maybe. And before I left, I just went over and said, hey, good to see you. Shook his hand, and that was it.
Wow, Jared, the big man.
Well, I mean...
Did he shake your hand back?
He did. I have no idea, you know, whatever.
So he's just an angry, mean drunk that was trying to mix something up.
Probably.
That's just what he is.
I don't know. I
will
probably ask some questions when I get back to work to see if anyone has any other information, simply out of curiosity, because honestly, there is probably a 0.5% chance that I will ever see this guy ever again in my life. So I have no interest in necessarily... repairing a relationship that we maybe have or have not.
And you never intersected with him at work when you worked together?
When he worked for the company, we intersected just casually. I mean, just in passing, and I knew him.
But you never went out to lunch with this guy?
No, no, we were never friends. We were never really even
colleagues.
You never
even said bad things about him?
I don't...
You just didn't
recall
him.
Seeing anything.
Yeah.
He was just there. I had no opinion of him, good or bad, honestly.
He's really got a thing for your wife, though, doesn't he?
So I have no idea why he was so angry at me, honestly. And it could just be...
I'll give you a couple
of
reasons.
He was really, really drunk and it just interpreted something I did earlier in the evening.
You're talking to his friend John, dummy.
I guess.
Don't do that in front of him.
So anyway, it was kind of fun because for the rest of the evening, I was like... People I didn't normally talk to at work were like, hey, so I hear you. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't know.
Now you're a hero at work.
I was trying not to be like posturing or anything like that in case he was like looking at me like,
you should have puffed, look at him. Should have puffed yourself up a little bit. So let's throw this over to Adam. Adam, who do you side with?
Well,
because I think this is really important to establish.
Obviously, I side with Alex because we all know that the actual reason he is up in your face was because he disagrees with you on the Star Wars argument.
Oh,
of course
clearly
he does.
Clearly.
And I was talking to Alex before the party, and I said, you need to get in Jared's face and straighten this little bitch out.
So anyway, Alex will probably never see this show, but hey, I had no issue with you, so whatever. I'm not sure what caused it.
He was our first subscriber.
Go in peace, my man.
The problem is that we made a Star Wars joke from the next episode, right? This is a very confusing J.J. Abrams type of situation.
Playing with
here.
Time here. So that was my evening.
Wow.
I know.
So
exciting.
No blood was
spilled. I've never been in a situation like that before. I was happy with how well I could handle it and how I stood my ground. I wasn't...
Shane's next.
If you would have punched, could you have punched this guy in the face if you would have had to?
If I had to, I would have.
You feel like
I probably wouldn't have
him?
Gone for a face punch? No. I was going through, throughout the evening, was going through, well, if he came at me now, what would I do?
Knife. or smash a glass on his
head. No, but I would be attacking knees and elbows and groin. I'm not in it to fight like an honorable man. I'm in it to disable my opponent as quickly as possible and end the situation.
And then get out of there.
Now, I'm not saying that this would actually have worked out in my favor, but that was my mindset.
You always go for the junk, especially on
drunk
guys.
Hey, you better watch out. These things happen in threes. I almost got in a fight in softball.
Yeah.
Jared almost got in a fight next. In a bar. You're next. And it's going to be an actual fight.
And I think
it's going to be my daughter beating
you. I think it was, it was just a lot of posturing. I mean, I heard later on that he said to other people, he's like, I want to fight him. Or something to that effect.
Maybe it's just your it's just this.
It could be. I don't know. But see, I don't know how someone who's really, really drunk interprets me if I was making a smart remark or maybe didn't.
You do put on airs. You know that, don't you?
Didn't pick up on a social cue that I was supposed to. I don't know. So
I think it's when Jared did the masturbatory hands gesture towards him. And then
I
Well, you Spider-Man did it
anyway,
again, too.
Wow, that was a wrong move.
Yeah.
That was really a wrong move.
You have really bad judgment, Jared.
I know.
Don't get these drunk people fired up.
So, yeah. All right. Feel alive for the first time.
Well, we look forward to...
Now you crave this?
I do. I'm just going to go
Jared's going to go fight people.
I'm just going to get into street fights for no reason.
Almost street fights. He's going to push it to as close as he can and then run. Like Stewie.
It's going to be like, right. I want the montage of that, just like in Fight Club, when they keep trying to pick fights. And then everyone just keeps running away.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like. Well, let's pick a fight on one other thing, guys.
What's that?
That's the Super Bowl selection. Well, the Super Bowl will be completed after this episode is completed.
Mm-hmm.
But we might as well make our picks. And
as you know, we're recording this on the Saturday before the Super Bowl, so you can count.
And I'm not sure if
you can take this money
to the bank. To the
something.
And I'm not sure.
And
if
then there's. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if we'll actually get to the results in the next couple episodes, just because we tend to forget about these things. But at some point, we might revisit it.
Yeah, we'll see.
So
it's just for fun.
Super Bowl. What Super Bowl is this, Adam?
48.
I'm not even sure if that's Adam. Is that Adam?
48.
I don't know. I can't tell if that's Adam.
I think it's Eminem. Yeah, I think it's 48.
48 is correct.
This time around, it's being played in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
And it...
That's where they make that off-brand salsa that they hate.
I know. And it stars...
Yeah, that they hang people for using.
Get a rope, baby.
Get a rope.
Yeah.
This Super Bowl stars the Seattle Seahawks.
Stars,
yes, and the Denver Broncos, mm-hmm.
Featuring.
They have both auditioned.
The referees.
Featuring the referees. It'll be
special guest appearance by
Bruno Mars,
all right.
And Red Hot Chili Peppers. You guys, by the way, do you guys hear that fake Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
That is from spoof or whatever.
It's a spoof.
It's a joke.
It's fun.
That originated on Comedy Bang Bang.
Go to rhcp2014.com and enjoy.
Perfect. So let's go around the room. We got to make our pick. We'll start with Adam. All you are a big football fan. You're a super football mind.
Yep.
You support one of the hottest, best teams in football, that being the Washington football team.
Players.
Redacted.
Yeah. Adam, please make your selection now.
All right. Everyone knows the Broncos can only win the Super Bowl after losing three in a row. So that means I'm going to pick the Seahawks to win 30-24.
Jared.
I'm a big Broncos fan this year. I've been supporting them all year. Peyton Manning did really well for me in my fantasy league, even though I didn't win at all. And I am going to pick the Broncos to win 31-27.
A couple close games we got.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have absolutely no feeling about this game.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a good game. I don't care who wins. I have no skin in the game. But I'm kind of leaning towards a Seahawks win.
You guys, I mean, that's what a lot of people are picking. They're picking a close game with a Seahawks victory. So
and
I'm going against the grain.
The score will be 72-21.
That seems
unlikely. Okay, that seems wrong. Let me try again.
They really ran up the score.
I'm going to say it's going to be 31, because Jared said 31. Mm-hmm. I like that.
We need a Broncos score.
31-28.
28. Interesting. Okay.
31-28. So I sort of $1'd your ass.
I know we don't have time for it. But
that's okay, though. We picked different teams. So.
Yes.
I kind of want everyone to tell me their feelings on Richard Sherman.
Okay. I have no problem with him.
All right.
I think if you interview him after making one of the biggest plays of his career to get his team to the Super Bowl against a guy who he's had a history with, what do you expect?
Okay.
I think it was fine.
Yeah. I think he was a little over the top, but from what I understand, there's a lot of animosity, as they say. These two don't like each other.
They, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no love like between these two. And I think that, you know, he could have handled himself a little bit better. And he didn't really back off of that hyper stance early, you know, that Monday, Tuesday after the whole thing. He was still a little bit indignant.
He apologized for taking focus away from his team, yeah. But yeah.
But I just think, eh, whatever.
Adam, I love Richard Sherman.
Why don't you marry him?
I'm not particularly fond of the Seahawks because they beat the Redskins in the playoffs last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate any effort to turn football into a less serious thing.
It all goes back to the WWF with you, doesn't it?
I really think that when he's done playing football, he should go into commentating both on football and on the WWF.
I mean, it's not like he said, Crabtree, I'm going to take your wife and fuck her. Right. I mean, that happened to me.
Wow. Jared barely got out of there without pummeling somebody to death. This guy's so tough.
I'm saying, it's not like he said anything really, like, outrageous. Right. I mean, he just said, don't talk to me. Crabtree, he's a sorry receiver. Whatever. Yeah. I mean,
you guys
who cares?
Saw
a bit of posturing.
The clip where he did go up and try to shake hands and then pushed him in the face.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that explains
enough,
everything.
Right? That tells you everything.
I'm more upset about how fucking serious everyone took it. It's like, oh, God. Yeah. Just let it go.
Well, we'll see how Sherman does this Sunday.
He'll be out there himself, right?
He will be out there.
All by himself. One guy against the entire Broncos offense.
And don't forget to tune in to New Girl after with a special guest appearance by Prince. Minnesota's own Prince.
Indeed.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine after that,
I think. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah. I mean, you've got it all. I mean, what a perfect day. So there we go. There's our Super
Jessica
Bowl.
Jessica Day.
Wow.
Nice. You brought it back. So, guys, we've got a lot more scope coming at you. We've got news. We've got coming soon. We've got comments, and we've got Jared picking a fight with Adam right after this.
Whether you're attending MarsCon 2014 or not, you can still help out this year's performing comedy music acts by ordering the MarsCon 2014 Dementia Track Fundraiser Album. Available to purchase as both an MP3 download and as a 3-CD set, it's just under 4 hours of excerpts from all of MarsCon 2013's live main stage concerts. The funds raised will go towards covering the hotel room costs for the Dementia Track main stage concert performers this year. This year's collection includes comedy and music by Possible Oscar, Kobe LaCroix, Insane Ian, Scooter Picnic, TV's Kyle, Jeff Rubin, Breck Glass, DJ Particle, The Great Luke Ski, Flat 29, Carrie Dalby, Mikey Mason, Max DeGroot, Power Salad, Dave Stagner, and the Feng Shui Ninjas. You can get the 3-CD set with MP3 download for just $30, or you can just get the MP3 download only version for $20. If you'd like to hear a free 32-minute preview of the collection, there's a link to download that at our website. We also have a new screen-printed MarsCon Dementia Track logo t-shirt available in all sizes for $30. Deadline for t-shirt orders is February 10th. You can order the MarsCon 2014 Dementia Track fundraiser t-shirt, this year's album, as well as MP3s and CDs of all our previous year's collections right now from the fundraiser shop menu at MarsConDementia.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see all you funny music fans at MarsCon 2014.
Womp. Under the scope.
Oh, are we on?
We're on.
Are we on? I'm sorry.
Sorry, did you hear me say? I did the 5, 4, 3.
There we are. We are back. It is one of my favorite segments of all time. That's why we do it one out of every three shows.
Be quiet. It's my turn.
It's Adam and his news. It's been a while since we've dug into the old news bag.
Yeah. Yep. There was no news last time because there was no news.
I have a bag of news.
Okay, Adam, let's see if you can read the news with those.
How do you feel about a couple of new movie stories?
I feel
good
about
it. You like movies?
Yeah. I think it's probably in the vein of the show. I need some junior mints while you talk.
Excellent.
Throwing over into my mouth.
You guys know Disney, right?
I'm not familiar.
Hmm. Well, they have announced plans for a live action version of a former cartoon.
A Bugs Bunny.
Not beloved. Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
I just saw this last night.
Really?
You must have creamed your pants.
Live-action Chippendale Rescue Rangers, including an origin story.
It might be the origin of Rescue Rangers. It might not even be Rescue Rangers to start,
right,
Adam.
Yeah.
Will Chippendale be CG?
I would imagine, right?
Like the chipmunks, I would assume.
Yeah.
Like,
so we loved it in Garfield. Right. We loved it in Smurfs, so let's do it.
Millennials of a certain age, well, technically I'm not a millennial, so I don't agree with this.
You're close.
Well, remember the short-lived Disney Channel series that ran for how many years?
3 years.
1989 to 1990.
It wasn't on Disney Channel.
It was on 2 years.
It was on Disney, and then it moved to the Disney Afternoon, on which was syndicated.
Okay.
It was on here. It was on KSTP or KMS.
Yeah, I remember it being syndicated.
It was a Channel 9 show with
Darkwing Duck
and DuckTales.
And Gummy Bears, perhaps?
Gummy Bears. I don't know.
No, Gummy Bears. Gummy Bears was Saturday morning.
It was a Saturday morning thing.
Goof Troop was there eventually. Commercial director Robert Rugen remembered the Rodent Gumshoes 2 and has pitched a live-action feature to Disney and got the thumbs up to write the updates.
The Rodent Gumshoes, huh?
Uh-huh.
Someone just had... I'm going to write something.
I'm writing this down.
I can't refer to them as chipmunks again. Let's call them Rodent Gumshoes. Yeah.
The company that produced the most recent Muppet updates, Muppets and Muppets Most Wanted, are going to be the production house.
Well, isn't that great?
What do you guys feel about this? I feel, my personal opinion, I would much rather have a DuckTales or a Darkwing Duck or a Tailspin.
You can't do any of those. You can't do those CG and have live action
too much
stuff in it.
Okay. Chippendales.
Chippendales fits the mold for that.
But like, that's basically just Alvin and the Chipmunks again.
It is. It's.
I guess those were successful.
Yeah,
probably.
I guess.
They were very successful, actually.
All right. Let's
and
get.
They're terrible. I've watched
no
them. Let's get to a movie more up
me.
Our up our.
I'm old.
Alley.
That's a saying.
That's a saying. It's a thing.
Batman, Superman.
Okay.
Still
a lot of news breaking.
Big news
still
breaking.
Untitled Batman, mm-hmm. Superman movie.
Now pushed to 2016.
I think we just titled it.
Major cast announcements.
What?
Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will be played by Jesse Eisenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Or Michael Cera Jr. Mm-hmm. Senior? The Oscar-nominated star of The Social Network has been cast as the Man of Steel's ultimate foe in the movie. He'll be joining Jeremy Irons and Ben Affleck.
I've got no problem with Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons is fine.
Jared?
Yes. Do you have more of the story? Or is that...
That's
the gist of it, right?
That's the gist of it.
No.
That's the gist of it.
Oh, there were rumors that Bryan Cranston would be playing Lex Luthor.
He's probably too old.
Right. Especially... Well, we don't know who's going to play Superman yet, right? We know what's his name is playing Batman. Ben Affleck.
Henry Cavill is playing Superman.
And he'll probably play him again in the sequel. Yeah.
But that hasn't been confirmed?
I think it's confirmed.
It's assumed?
I believe it's confirmed.
I honestly don't know if he's serious or not. He's got like his poker outfit on. I can't read him.
He could be listening to Aqua in his earbuds right now.
I think he's holding Pocket Aces. Jared, you love The Social Network. You've gone on record.
Yes. I think I'm about 80% against this casting just because... Okay. For the bulk of Jesse Eisenberg's roles, as you know, in the 30 minutes or less, probably his crowning achievement in acting, he was not that good.
And you've often told me that you'd like to see the story revolve around Lex Luthor's children and not about Lex Luthor himself.
Yes. Wow. We're going down that road again.
We've seen that story.
But I think, and I
that's a Star Wars reference.
Yeah, I assume that's what the argument was about. Yeah.
I think that if you look at how he portrayed his character in the terrible, terrible magic movie from this summer, Now You See Me.
But people love it, Jared. It's got a sequel.
It's
it
a
did
movie.
Huge business overseas.
It did. But it was a bad movie, period. Doesn't matter how well it did. Bad movie. But that type of character.
Over the top.
Over the top.
Confident.
Very sure of himself.
Cocky.
I think that if that's where you're going with Lex Luthor, I guess it could be an interesting take.
Cocksure.
What about a bumbling idiot Lex
that
Luthor?
Would be
how
a bad choice.
No.
That'd be a bad choice.
He recently starred as an annoying neighbor on Modern Family.
He did, yes.
Yeah. I thought he was fine on that, but I mean,
whatever.
Jesse has a he's a type. He has a type.
He has a type.
Jewy.
Wow.
I wasn't going to say it, but Jewtopia. I'm sort of with Jared. I mean, first of all, I don't really care about this movie that much, if you want to know the truth.
I'm caring about it less and less.
It's far out.
It's starting to feel like a seven-layer dip, which I just don't enjoy.
I mean, I'll have like four of the layers of the dip.
It's seven layers is too many.
Seven.
Everyone knows you stop at six.
Well, the problem
there's a lot
is
of times there's an onion layer.
The four
dip.
Good
I
layers
ruins
are it. Intermixed. Not like the top four are the good ones. You have to get past the pimento.
You don't put pimento in a seven layer dip.
Oh, that's been my
seven
problem.
Layer dip is a nacho dip, you dummy.
It is. It's nacho dip. It's my dip.
So this movie, Adam has got. Wonder Woman in it. She's not,
Adam's puffing up. He's getting into his warrior stance.
Come at me, bro.
I want to fight him, dude.
I know.
I want to fight him. So this movie's already got a Wonder Woman cast.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Zack
Snyder. Which we never even talked about, whether or not we like that.
You've got Zack Snyder returning to do it.
Yep.
for the record, I have no problem with Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'm sort of with Jared. It's like this movie seems to be wanting to do it all.
Well, we pretty much figured a Lex Luthor was going to be there. Yeah. So I don't know that that's a question of it being too much in that regard, but I don't know. I'm very skeptical of this casting. Mm-hmm. Very skeptical.
To me, Lex Luthor has a bit more of a presence to him, more of a physical presence even, than what Jesse can probably bring to the show. What do you say, Adam?
I mean, he's supposed to be more cerebral, but he's definitely not.
Right. Most comic book interpretations of Lex Luthor is a
cocksure, cocky, cock.
Like,
I mean, Courtney Cox.
I feel like they're going for a whole new interpretations of all the characters.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, whatever. Next story.
What was I going to say?
Baba Booey.
I had a follow up remark, but I forget what it was. So, carry on.
All right,
my wayward son.
We're gonna transition into some TV news here.
TV.
I had no idea this was happening, but there's an How I Met Your Mother spinoff.
How I Met Your Mama.
How I Met Your Dad. And it's starting to take shape. The cast is, anyway. Producers are already on the hunt for the new gang. Entertainment Weekly confirmed the casting is already in progress for the main lady, a woman named Sally, or as Entertainment Weekly calls her, Girl Ted. I assume that means she'll be the worst character
on the description of her sounds like Girl Ted, by the way.
A vibrant, messy, and unpredictable woman described as a female Peter Pan who has never grown up and has no idea where she's going in life. Mm-hmm. Here's the real twist, though, guys, and I apologize for all these spoilers, but she's already married.
Oh, well, there's a twist.
So she'll be going through a divorce, I assume, unless she just fucks another guy. What if, like, the story is she bangs another guy and just lies to her husband?
You think it'll be a guy who wanted to fight another guy in a bar?
I mean, adulterated with your mother.
Yeah. How I cuckolded
cuckold
your dad.
All right. Are you going to go through the characters, or are we done with that story?
There's Gavin, who's the husband at the time.
Okay.
There's her circle of friends, like Juliet, Sally's sexy, flamboyant, energetic party girl, BFF, Barney.
If that's
girl
not a
Barney,
caricature.
Who runs a successful fashion blog and thinks Gavin is terminally boring.
Oh, my God.
I think they mean totes boring.
Totes
boring, guys.
There's Danny, Sally's gay older brother, who is type A. So that's also Barney. Because, I mean, it's Neil Patrick
secret,
Harris.
He's secret Barney.
Yeah. There's Frank, a hot nerd who works in IT at Juliet's company.
So this one's based on me.
Crush on
this
Sally.
Is based on me, guys. Hot nerd.
Too bad it's a one-sided flirtation, says the casting announcement. At least for the moment.
Oh,
The last character of sorts is the narrator who will play the, or who will fill the Bob Saget role.
And the narrator, Kathleen Turner.
Just the
smoking
most,
all the cigarettes in advance. You guys want to know how I met your dad?
The official lineup
tell
will
you
be
what,
revealed in
it's
May.
It's a long story. It's going to last about 5 years. Let's go. Let's get into it.
Wow.
That's my Kathleen Turner, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
You've captured her, but your voice is a little high.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was under the mistaken impression that this was going to be a spinoff that dealt with the actual mother from the How I Met Your Mother series.
Never, Jared.
Apparently
not.
Read
your stuff?
No, I was. I guess I should
have. Just based on the name, that's what I assumed too.
I guess the clue should have been it wasn't called How I Met Your Father. So they changed it up to Dad.
Yeah.
And so now it means it's a different show. So all that announcement did was solidify the fact that I will not be watching this show.
Yeah. Especially, like, I wouldn't watch How I Met Your Mother based on it today.
There are some people who love it. They still love it this season.
I'm going to tell you guys, this show, the ratings just keep going up and up.
Mm-hmm.
It's very successful. That's why they're doing it.
Strange.
It kept going up, and then it got kind of went into syndication, and then that just boosted it even more. So
I think this is
a puzzlement of a show. I mean, it really is a puzzling show.
Is it, though,
if you look at other really, really successful comedies? I mean, 2 and a Half Men, I would make a case for.
But
that type of broad comedy just does better.
Yeah, but it's gotten so bad.
I know.
Except for one or two good episodes a year. It's very strange to me.
Ready for it to be over.
Well, it will be in March.
Yep. Looking forward.
What do you got else? Adam, give us one more good story.
One more good story.
Do you get your manifesto printed on the back of those? You want to keep those?
He's got a lot of stories going on here, Jared.
There's a funny story about how Warner Brothers canceled the DLC for Batman Arkham Origin for the Wii U.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Because no one buys anything for the Wii U.
That could be a whole show itself, the failure of Wii U.
How about this?
Here we go.
We said one story, now we're already on to two.
Nintendo.
You inspired him.
had some huge announcements this week.
Yeah,
kind of leading
ahead.
Up in, to their quarterly results a couple weeks ago, where they lost all the money.
Is this like a Megaton announcement?
Well, people thought it was going to be.
Okay.
So Nintendo had estimated that they'd make a small profit for this most recent quarter. Instead, they wound up going with their largest loss ever for quarterly announcements.
These dummies.
Concerned. So immediately after that, they said, we have a major announcement next week. We will be redoing, you know, some of our strategies. We'll announce that.
Just get ready for this, boys. That's
right.
What they're saying.
There were people
y'all ready for this
talking about smartphone initiatives.
Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Now we're gonna get blocked on YouTube because of that.
So they finally came out with this new strategic roadmap. There's nothing.
Yeah. It's exactly what it would have been.
Let's go down the hits. No massive cut coming to the Wii U. Mm. Had been
we will not do that, they say.
No ports of classic games to tablets and phone devices.
No, we don't need to do that.
Instead, they are going to have mini games, which they're not really explaining, but are likely to be games maybe starring Mario and their characters, not in the normal places, and maybe just for like, you know, a 10-minute
one will thing. Be Mario's fart machine, where you just push a button.
Right. You know, they're hoping that they'll make these games, maybe free, maybe 99 cents, that will act as ads. So people are like, oh, this is fun. I want to play this on the Wii U.
That'll go over great.
They're going to make the Wii U gamepad more integral to games, mm-hmm. so that will probably cut ports from the Xbox One and PS4 down to
nil.
You know, yeah, less than it already is. Mm-hmm. Mario Kart 8 is coming out in May, though.
Yeah, we got to wait till May.
Yep. And
they need to have a first party solid game every month of the year.
Yes,
that's what they need
on
to have.
At least one of their two systems. Yep. I think that they're going to have to transition, like the DS. The 3DS does. Okay-ish now after its terrible launch. So,
how does it do with games other than Pokemon?
That's all right. It's fine. The number one handheld system.
Yeah, I mean, there's only two of them.
If you don't count
smartphones.
Yeah. I think what Nintendo needs to do is they need to scrap the Wii U, mm-hmm. and they need to single down, because they haven't done it yet. They need to merge their handheld.
Okay.
They've got the urge to merge.
With a Wii U-type platform where you play your handheld on your television.
Sure.
That's what I think they need to
do.
Or just be done.
Well, you know, Sony has that coming out.
Yeah.
They have a thing where you can play your Vita on the TV.
But you still need another thing to do it.
Right. Well, I mean, that's fine.
You need to have that type of level games, though. You'd be able to take them on the road and you'd be able to play them on your TV. That's what they need to do. Next.
That was it. That was my last story. We wanted to keep it quick.
I love
all right.
it. That's good stuff. Let's wrap up the news, but we still have a little bit more. It's coming soon. Adam,
yeah.
Take it away.
All right.
Again.
All right. We've got music. February 4th, we have Bombay Bicycle Club.
Mm-hmm.
We have Broken Bells, who I keep mistaking for the Bee Gees.
They had a good interview on the Nerdist podcast recently.
I like Broken Bells.
It's good. Got into Process a little bit, which I always enjoy.
I don't know which one, how, when the album name starts and when the band name ends. So Sun Kill Moon.
Okay, that sounds right.
All right.
Is it? I don't know.
Their album Benji. All I see is Sun Kill Moon Benji on this. Anyway. And the
you want to unravel that code?
No.
Okay.
Again, same thing on this one. I'm guessing this is the Crash Years, and the album name is Cope.
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
It's not that difficult. Come on.
Is it the Crashiers?
The Crashiers.
Is that a band?
Sure, why not?
I'm 40. I'm done looking at bands now.
Jared doesn't understand it.
Movies. We're going to move on. This is way easier to tell.
All right.
First, we've got the animated Lego movie
coming
out.
My daughter is very excited to see it. I will be seeing it.
I did not win passes for the screening, though.
Jared involved in fighting over the Lego movie on the internet recently.
I just thought it was a curious choice. That's all
Jared does is pick fights with people nowadays. He turns 40 and wants to beat the crap out of everybody.
Lay off me.
We've got Vampire Academy from the
very unfortunate name. You know, like
it sounds like an iOS game.
Yeah, I mean it's so uncreative. Okay, we got this movie about this Vampire Academy. These mm-hmm. kids. What should we call it? Vampire Academy.
Vampire Academy. Okay.
Starring Mahoney from
you
Police
know,
Academy. All,
everyone's
by the way.
Looking to start a franchise.
They got a vampire that can do nothing but great sound effects.
This is
here comes your bat.
This is written and directed by
I'm sucking
the,
your blood.
The spoof guys, the recent spoof guys,
Tackleberry.
No, the guys that did spoofs recently that are not the Wayans brothers. The white spoof guys.
What?
Guys that did Airplane?
No. No, the recent ones. Those guys are all dead or making weird conservative satire movies.
Kevin Costner?
Yeah. and on to DVD and Blu-ray.
Yes.
We've got About Time.
Jared and I saw it.
We did.
That's the...
overrated.
Okay.
But not terrible, if you're into that stuff.
Dallas Buyers Club.
I want to see that.
Want to see it.
Family Matters.
We can see that before the Oscars,
four.
Jared.
There's a bunch we should just try to see.
Free Birds.
Yep.
And Joni Loves Chachi, the complete series. Mm-hmm. Good. Just getting it all out there.
Because it only really went for like a season.
Video games. We've got Fable Anniversary for the 360, which is just the original Fable, I think, with better graphics.
I don't. Who even knows?
Who knows?
Does it include all the DLC?
Probably.
Probably.
Hmm.
But that game had a emote wheel with things like fart and flex on it because...
Yep. Yeah. They had that in 2 as well.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Our show
I never
that.
Played the first one. I might have to check that out.
Peter Molyneux is a weird guy. I don't understand.
I liked Fable 2 and 3.
Fable 2 was good, yeah. And then going along with the Lego Movie, we have Lego Movie video game coming out for all major systems.
I have a hunch it might be involved collecting little pieces of Legos. What do they call those things? Those little Lego dots.
Lego bricks?
Yeah. You're collecting bricks. No, but the small little
dots.
Yeah,
I don't remember what they called them.
I'm not a Lego aficionado.
I have the Lego Star Wars 3 game that I haven't played yet. I should do that.
I like those Lego Star Wars games. They're fun.
They're fun, yeah.
That's fun why I bought 3. All right.
I need to get the Lord of the Rings one.
That's,
it that's the best.
For the main list of coming soon.
But wait, there's something called Hit It or Miss It.
Hit it or miss it.
People for me.
There we go. Okay, we'll have to think of that a second.
Yeah. We'll have to do some.
Anyway, so Hit It or Miss It's coming out.
I'm selecting a controversial one.
Okay, it's Adam, by the way.
It's mine. I'm selecting.
You can't recognize him without sunglasses.
As a Hit It,
yep.
I'm selecting The Monuments Men.
Oh, yes. You follow anything with John Goodman, it's true.
Yes. I'm selecting this movie not because of its pedigree. George Clooney, I think, wrote and directed this.
You got a Matt Damon on there.
Yep.
Bill Murray,
yeah.
Aforementioned.
This had been getting Oscar buzz, and then they pushed it back to February, which probably means it's not good.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah, or it was just a really, really crowded December.
Right.
But they want to be in on the Oscars, don't they? Or does Clooney not care?
I think maybe they read the tea leaves and said, this might be good, but this isn't American Hustle good.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I'm selecting it for a different reason. And I'm going to just tell you guys a real quick story. The very first time I went with
Andy's
family.
And we're out of time, folks. Sorry, we got to go. Go ahead.
This is a heartfelt story,
okay.
Guys. I went home with Mandy for Christmas. Her family was like, hey, we're going to go to church. Yeah. Is that okay? I probably
won't burst into flames. Yeah, right. That's good.
But it was very nice then. They were like, you don't have to if you don't want, but it'd be
you could stay
nice.
Home while we all go to church, right. And you could look like an asshole.
I don't get that option when I go to Florida.
You're going to church.
It's just assumed that I'm going to go there and...
So I was like, it's fine. And they're not very, you know, they're like Easter and Christmas type Christians. So they're like, we go to a different one every year.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're like, this is like our first time going to this one. Let's check it out. It's like, all right, sure. And it's a fine service. But then when the pastor starts telling, when they tell the story, what's that part called?
Sermon?
Yeah, the sermon. He tells this story about how in World War II, Hitler wanted to burn all the art. Mm-hmm. And they're like, he goes on and on about the Nazis and about
that
Hitler.
Sounds like a fun sermon.
And I, like the whole time, like I've only known Mandy for 6 months at this time, and it's probably only the second time I've met her parents. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, it wasn't a pro Hitler story or anything like that. It was just a weird, especially for a Christmas.
He probably read this, you know, in a book that week, and he's like, I got to work this into my Christmas story.
Yeah, he did a bad job.
Oh, no.
So. I was uncomfortable. It was just very strange. He didn't tie it to Christmas in any real way. It was just weird. So we
ho ho Hitler.
No one says anything on the way out. We get into Mandy's parents' car, and they just all burst out laughing.
Oh, they loved it.
They were just like, "What the hell was that?" They just thought it was ridiculous.
And that's when you knew you were ready to put a ring on.
Did they blame
it?
The fact that they brought a Jewish kid to a Christian
well,
service?
Well, obviously
what?
That the pastor was like, "Oh shit, I was going to tell this other story, but now I've got an audience for this thing."
I really light this one up.
So Mandy and I saw a trailer for this. Maybe when we went to go see American Hustle or something, and I was like, "This is." And like both
this
of us,
is the story.
We turned to each other at the same time. This is that story, hopefully done better than the pastor did, of The Monuments Men.
Well, if it isn't done better, we know how bad of a movie it's going to be. Well, thank you, Adam, for your selection.
Thank you for your candor.
We looked a little bit inside of Adam's heart today, Jared.
I like that.
And we found a pulse.
You know, there's a guy at the bar who wanted to look inside my heart.
Yeah.
Whoa.
From the outside. Jared would not back off. He said, get out my face. Get out my face.
Yeah, pretty much. Is that it?
That's it. Under the scope. Jared, I throw this over to you.
You throw it to me, I catch it, and I lay it on the ground.
And stomp on it, just like you would Alex's face. Curse stomp.
This is the part of the program where we would normally would read your comments.
But
alas, we did not have any comments on episode 161 where we talked about our holiday vacation break.
No one cared.
No one chimed in. I'm very disappointed. Very, very disappointed. I'm looking at you now.
We're all looking at you right now.
We try to put on a show for you. We just want a little bit of an audience engagement, and you let me down again.
Wow. Come on, guys.
Don't let it happen again.
Don't let it happen again.
Just saying.
Jared, if they would...
You want to crank it up?
That was so creative.
No, he's cranking it up down.
You know, if you want to engage with us, you can write us in at comments@thescopeshow.com. You can call in the voicemail line, 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. What are you doing there? Have a little fun?
Come on. There you go. Right. No, I dodged it.
Oh. Excellent dodge technique. This is not the audio audience. It's like, what's going on?
maybe you guys should watch YouTube videos.
Are you purring now?
You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr. All those links are at our website at thescopeshow.com, along with a link to our YouTube channel. If you're already watching the video, you know the deal. But if you're not, you can watch us.
You
can now watch us. We've been doing this for several months now.
Long time.
Over on YouTube. Get over there, subscribe. Even if you don't watch them all the time, it helps to subscribe. It helps us. It helps support the show. So do that. But you know what, Shane? There's another way you can support the show.
Please tell
us. There's another way.
It's a brand new thing, isn't it?
It's a brand new thing. At least new to us. There's a service called Patreon, and it's a service where you, the audience, can directly support the shows or the creative content that you enjoy. So we've set up ourselves a page over at Patreon. It's patreon.com/thescopeshow. And what you can do is you can go over there, mm-hmm. create a free account,
mm-hmm.
and you can pledge to support a monetary value of your choosing per episode. We've set it up as a per episode thing. So you can be $1, it could be $2, it could be $100 if you're in the giving mood per episode. And we're just going to qualify for the time being the regular episodes as episodes. The reviews that we put out separately will continue to be free. The content's always going to be free.
Yeah.
This is an optional thing for you to do if you feel like we're doing a good thing that you want to keep around. Equipment costs money, bandwidth costs money, so every little bit helps.
And if you think we do a bad job, contribute money because maybe that will inspire us to do a better job.
You think so?
Well, not Adam, you and I might, Jared.
Patreon has that thing now where you can actually bill us. So if you feel like we're doing that bad of a job,
you can remit an invoice.
Yeah. The podcast will be over in about a week and a half.
So you can pledge whatever amount you want. You can put a monthly cap on your spending. So if we decide to put out a bunch of extra episodes for some reason,
it's not going to happen.
You can cap it at a certain dollar amount, and you can cancel anytime.
Yep.
And it goes directly to us. So patreon.com/thescopeshow. Yep. Give it a shot, and we look forward to you patronizing us.
Thank you very much. Jared,
in the literal sense.
Any quick plugs before
we
wrap this up?
Yes, my band, Possible Oscar, is going to be appearing at MarsCon in 1 month's time, March 7th through 9th, I believe, are the dates. You missed out on the pre-reg, but you can still get in at the door. There's going to be a whole bunch of comedy music acts there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, including the great Dr. Domeno. Yes, Dr. Domeno is still around.
Yep.
He still does his show
from California.
Jared,
Fish Heads.
It streams on the internet now, and there's going to be a documentary crew there as well. There was a Kickstarter last year to fund a documentary about Dr. Domeno, so he's going to come there. He's going to do a Q&A for the documentary, so you can ask questions if you want, and I'm sure he'll do some other stuff there. So Dr. Domeno plus my band plus a whole bunch of other comedy acts, all that information is at marscon.org and marscondementia.com.
My Kickstarter to bring a documentary crew that would actually film Dr. Demento's documentary crew did not go through, so that unfortunately will not.
You probably, your perks probably weren't good. Your rewards.
No, it really wasn't. You know, it was like a dirty sock and... an old VHS tape of Family Matters.
Oh, jeez.
Recorded off.
I mean,
of
it would have completed my collection, but I just I couldn't part with it.
Did I do that? No, I did not. Adam, you're on your phone. You look very, very excited. You're making some sort of weird face. Sexy. But thank you for your hard work today, Adam. You did a great job. Jared, thank you for all of your work. And to our listeners and watchers, thank you. Without you, we'd still have the podcast.
You probably would.
So let's wrap this up. Thanks again. We got another show coming for you just 1 week. So until then, thanks for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, buonanotte. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.